What's up, friends? Welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast, Create Your Career. This is Contemplation with Christoph, number 60, episode number 165. Thanks so much for being here. Always super appreciative of that. It's Friday. It's the best day of the week, but not because it's Friday. Ha! I always say that. Every day is the best day of the week, and I truly think that. I hope you're having a great week. I hope you had a great week, and I hope you have a great weekend. Everything in these episodes is directed towards finding a career that you love. Let's be happy in the moment. Let's not just listen to those cliches and just think they're cliches and not think they're actually applicable life, but be happy in the moment. Take a step back and just smile. Think about all the things in your life that you do have, not that you don't have. And I guarantee you, you might form a small smile on your face at least and have a good day. You know, let's just help other people along the way too. That's what this is all about. Sharing the stories of others while sharing my own story, motivating and inspiring each other, and really working as a team to drive forward in our lives collectively and ultimately, even though we may have setbacks along the way. You know that you can find this episode and all the other contemplations, the conversations on the website, christophlewis.com/podcast. And you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. And of course, any of your favorite podcast applications, you can find it there too. And now it's time for the book challenge. And I'm reading one book a week for a year. I'm on a mission to make reading colder than it's ever been. Last week, I read two books, The House Hacking Strategy by Craig Curlop from Bigger Pockets, and The Ranger Way by Chris Tonto Peranto, who I recorded with recently, and it was really fun, and that comes out in a couple weeks. This week, I read another one, Hidden War by John Norez, who just came out on the podcast yesterday. That's a very interesting book, very interesting. I encourage you to listen to that conversation and understand really what the Hidden War is, and then dig into that book if you're even more curious. And so I finished that book earlier, and I started reading Build the Fort by Chris Hively. I believe that's how you pronounce it, H-E-I-V-L-Y, Hively, Chris from MapQuest. He's kind of a big deal. So that was recommended to me by a friend recently. So thank you. If you're listening, you know who you are. I'm really enjoying it so far. Yesterday's conversation, like I said, was conversation number 104, episode number 164 with Mr. John Norez, who has just had such a great impact in his world of game wardening. He's a game warden. So he's had great impact in that in California. He went on to do great things. He's retired now, but he's still contributing to that world. And I encourage you to check out that conversation. Today, I'm going to speak with you about managing fear of the unknown. So let's get into it. Fear is one of the biggest issues that I struggle with. And when I talk to people, including my family, my wife, my parents, my brother, whoever, fear is huge. Fear is one of the biggest things. Now, what is that coupled with? A lot of times, the unknown. People fear the unknown. Like, I think about the scary movies, the thrillers, the sci-fi movies. It's always the unknown. And then once you see the big scary monster or whatever, you're like, that's not too bad. Now I know what's there. I can at least face it. So to me, I've never really been a big fan of thrillers and those I like the sci-fi movies, but like the scary movies and all that stuff, like they have a certain fear. They have a certain awesomeness to them, but I'd rather watch a comedy. That's probably easy to tell from a lot of the conversations that I had. Like, I enjoy comedy, but I digress. Fear of the unknown is massive. It's the whole, the element of surprise of not knowing. I was watching The Haunting of Hill House, I believe that is, on Netflix. And like, that's a great show. I don't typically dive into that genre, and I did, and I was pleasantly surprised. But the whole first episodes, you have no idea like what is what. And for a while you don't know, and you're just like in fear all the time, and you can barely see things, and your mind is making up all these things. Your imagination goes crazy. If you've seen this show or any other thing, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So this is exactly what life is. And it's so funny because once I started thinking about this topic, I was like, this just applies to everything. But the funny thing about all those television shows and all those movies that are just like that is that like once you figure out and you see like what they are scared of or what it is, even if it's like big, hairy, ugly, dripping, sweaty creature, at least you know what you're dealing with. And I like had this epiphany of like, man, my life is like that so much of the time. No matter if it's a new job, since we're always talking about career transitions on here and just pushing ourselves, subscribing to that growth mindset, which is going to drive us in the direction of the unknown. So many times in my life, I haven't even known what I didn't know. And I was just in fear of all of the above. And I had no idea what was going on. And I just knew I wanted to drive forward. I knew it wasn't where I was now. And I had to go in a different direction, whether it be jobs, you know, careers, whether that be in my personal life, in relationships, friendship, and other relationships. The fear of the unknown is a huge driving factor and inversely an inhibiting factor for a lot of people. So I think it's fun to, like, I'm not the biggest movie and television buff, but I think it's really fun to think about at least that, like, you've probably seen a scary movie or a thriller or something in that sense of where you don't know what's going to happen. And that's like one of the biggest things that can keep you going. So like, think about that, like think about a movie or something that we've just talked about and think about how you were in fear of what was going to happen. And then you saw the character and you're like, oh, that's not too bad. And then the character at least now knows what they can defeat it with or whatever. And it usually turns out okay. Or if not, if it's probably a better one. So you can think about any thriller or scary movie that you've seen, which kind of relates to exactly what we're talking about. And then you can immediately think about how this is applying to your own life. Like, how many times, like, I want you to literally stop and think about it for a second. Like, what in your own life have you experienced where it seemed so scary because you didn't know what was going to happen? And it's just like that scary movie, just like it. And then once you start kind of understanding what you're working with, slowly but surely, it still might be scary. And even when you see the quote unquote monster of the unknown and you see what it is in your life that you need to accomplish, at least now you know what you're working with. So it's just fun to relate it to a movie or a TV show like that. But then it's also, you need to be analyzing of your past. You need to analyze your own life and see where you've been in fear of the unknown in the past, and then look at how it's unfurled and it's developed in front of you. And like, what was the outcome of that? What were your emotions and your feelings beforehand, during, and after? So what were you feeling when you had no idea? How were you feeling when you began to see it unravel? And how were you feeling after the fact? And then I want you to compare all those three points in time. And then if you're anything like me, and probably like another human being on this world, is you're probably a lot more in fear of the unknown, which is initially. And even though, like I said, that big, hairy, scary monster may be actually there, you know, maybe we're not imagining that it's going to be scary. Maybe we are, but it actually is in the end. At least you know what you're dealing with. You know how to kill it, right? You know to use a baseball bat instead of, the cross stick for Dracula or whatever, you know, I'm just saying, you know better how to deal with the thing at hand, the task at hand, the fear at hand, because now it's not a fear of the unknown. Because the fear of the unknown, you have no idea how to combat that. You have fear of the unknown, you don't really know how to combat what you don't know. So when you do know what you're working with, now you can start to leverage the tools that you know can work in your favor. So it's better to figure out the unknown sooner than later than just put it off. So don't procrastinate. Move in a forward direction as much as you can to figure out what the unknown is so that you can know how to deal with it sooner than later. And I guarantee you, you'll be in a better position than when you didn't know anything at all. So it's time for recap. Managing fear of the unknown literally comes down to you figuring out what is unknown and not dwelling in the fact of, I just don't know. You need to figure it out so you know what you're dealing with, and then you will thus be better equipped to mitigate or eliminate the fear that you have, and you'll know what you'll be dealing with at that point, and then you can use tools to leverage that against it. But we don't want to be fighting against the unknown or in fear of the unknown. We want to be able to know what we're working with in life, just like all those people in those movies and TV shows we were talking about. You need to figure it out soon. Pull back the curtains. Don't hide under the sheets. Go out there, know what you're dealing with, and you will be in a better position. And I want you, going forward from this podcast, after it's done, I want you to go back and analyze some of the points in your life where you truly have felt that way, just like in those movies where you had no idea what was going on and you were scared, but then in the end, it turns out that you had no reason at all to be scared. So if that's happened in your life before, imagine how many more times it's probably currently happening or will happen with that job or whatever it is, that interview. And then you do the interview and you crush it because you prepared, and the unknown was you didn't know how the people were going to perceive you or what the kind of questions there were going to be. But then you go on there and you crush it. And then after it, you're like, oh, that wasn't too bad. It was just because I didn't know it was really going to happen. But actually, I did know because I prepared or whatever it is. So go out there, have more faith in yourself. Don't sell yourself short. Manage the fear of the unknown by preparation and tackling it and pulling back the sheets and figuring out what that big, hairy, scary monster is sooner than later so that you know how to deal with it. All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening. This one was a fun one, and it's just something, like I always say, like, these contemplations are things that I deal with in my life, things that have just come up a lot in my life. Like, managing the fear of the known is the story of my life, but I've understood that it is a thing in my life, it is a problem in my life, and I've been able to combat it. So understanding that I have the fear of the unknown in my life and actually combating the fact that that is a thing has been managing the fear of the unknown in of itself. Like, I know what I'm dealing with now because I know that I fear the unknown. So this is crazy unraveling of just madness that I've been able to figure out. So I really want you to go forward and analyze your own life in this way. And if this is a thing, know that you can work on it and that you can get through it. Remember, you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. Head over to iTunes and subscribe and rate 5 stars. I'd massively appreciate that. Tell a friend. That would be super awesome as well. I appreciate that. And like I said, thanks for listening. I really do appreciate it. You guys rock, but I really want you to go out there and apply this stuff because you can have all the best advice, the best podcast, read all these great books that we talk about. But if you don't apply it, doesn't mean anything. So go out there and have the best weekend ever.